Shayna Emisser.
Thank you, you got my name right. So I just started doing stand-up, and I love it. Checks all boxes. Stand-up is an all-inclusive outlet that offers public humiliation, financial insecurity, and verbal redundancy, sprinkled in bullshit and delivered to you with a smile. My favorite part about being a female comic, I get to say whatever the fuck I want, because no one's listening. Bill Cosby just got out. Lost a pen pal. I don't have too much to say about the allegations. I will say that I do believe a lot of women are opportunists, like my mom. And not too much to say about that because my lawyer advised me not to and I wasn't there. Breakups are inconvenient. Yeah, I just got out of one not too long ago when we were living together. And I tried to make it work, but then he accused me of waiting to cash out on my inheritance. Forgot to mention patiently. Then he threatened to remove me from the will. And I was like, hey, you know that costs money, right? And I could deal with accusations, I could deal with the threats, but then he started name calling and he was like, you're lazy. And I was like, listen, dad, even if I wanted a job, hypothetically speaking, can't get one right now, I'll lose my unemployment. Let's see. Yeah, my dad is super Jewish. You guys like dad jokes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, these are Jewish ones. When my parents got divorced when I was like growing up, the shrink told my dad that he needed to spend quality time with his children. So every time we went to rip off Ralph's together, he'd be like, this is quality time. And like as if he needed to prove it to me. But I learned a lot of fun hacks. They had these pinwheel cookies at the store and they were never on sale. And by on sale, it has to be at least 50% off or else we're not getting it. And so he would just like eat the whole box in the store and they stopped carrying them at the store. He taught me that if you go to the salad bar and get Parmesan cheese, it's cheaper than if you just buy Parmesan cheese. Some good times with dad. He will also wash his cars in the rain. He can hear money. Hear it. He had this jar of silver coins. And I was like, how do you know the difference? Because he had collected them. And he was like, they sound different. And I was like, what? You never listen to me. All right, that's my time. Thank you.
Tell them for showing it, everybody. Shayna. Shayna, come on.
Just got done at the comedy club this evening and needing some attention, so we have another midweek special. So I'm in my car, which is why it sounds like shit, but went really well. Like I killed it. I literally murdered it. Like they shut it down. They shut it down after I went, not immediately after. I don't know what the issue was, but like they stopped doing the open mic after I went, but I'm assuming it's because I had already gone and nobody else needed to really go. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what happened, but they were like, the mic's over. And I was like, well, good thing I went. It wasn't as great as I had wanted it to be. I don't know if it ever will be. but I got my practice in and I got to go. It is quite the commute from my house. I don't know how much longer my car is going to run for. I sign up for the mic at midnight every Sunday. You have to send an email to get on the list. And when I first started, which was not too long ago, I was at the bottom of the list. But now I'm at the top of the list. And all of the guys, no one wants to fucking validate the fact that I'm funny. And I know it's because I'm funny, because I am funny. And I have laughs to fucking prove it. They're like, oh, it's because they don't want you to get raped on your way to your car. I'm like, listen, rapists don't clock in at certain hours. Like, there's no, oh, sorry, this rapist is off duty. You're now safe to go to your car. Like, rapists will rape people in the middle of the day if they really, really feel inclined. So it just bothers me that they're trying to make me insecure. So fuck them, and I'm PMSing, and I need attention and chocolate, but not the chocolate because it'll make me have sids. So I'm on my way home, and I don't know if it's like a practical thing for me to keep driving 30 minutes away to do like a 4-minute mic. But I guess their other option is to stay home and be annoyed by my roommates who keep having people over. I have a sliding glass door that goes on the outside of my bedroom. And there's another access to that balcony from the living room. And my roommates just like have people over all the fucking time on the balcony. And it's like, dude, what if I'm naked in here? Like, this is like, I just feel so, I don't have any space. They're always loud. They're always in the living room. Like, I just stay in my room. I'm quiet. Like, I'm the best roommate in the world. I clean up after myself. I don't eat anybody's food. And, like, they don't eat my food, so that's good. I pay my rent. But, like, I just want to be alone. But I also need attention. It's very weird. I need attention, but only in small increments, sporadically. But if it's too sporadically, then I'll feel neglected. Like, is that unreasonable? I think it makes sense to me. But anyway, thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening to those ads. Also, I don't know who the fuck moved into my neighborhood, but like parking is a bitch now and I'm tired of fucking parallel parking everywhere. This is fucking bullshit. I gotta park a mile away from my house because I just drove an hour to do 4-minute mic. I'm upset. I ever get to fucking park and get my house so I can be around my fucking roommates that I fucking hate. Fuck. Why do I hate everything? Like, I literally hate everything. It doesn't even matter what it is. I hate it. Riddle me that. It'd be cool if I was just like a happy person. I'm like, I love being around people. I hate everything. I hate fucking everything. I want my own house. I want no roommates. I want to be successful at something for more than a second and not get canceled. These are the things that I should have by now as a fucking 30-year-old lady. I'm getting too old and ugly to be poor. Like, I can't. Can't do it. I don't even know if this is fucking parking. No, it's definitely not. Fuck everything! I hate people. I'm PMSing, I think. It's gonna be a great episode. I'm really excited for you. If I get another parking ticket, I swear to God. I'll go read that sign. Okay. Just go home.